There's two things that I wanted to talk about. First of all, the topic is avoiding the dreaded non-compliant white card. We realized very quickly on that there's only so much you can talk about filling out a form, and I'm not going to stand up here for 45 minutes to talk about that. So because of that, with time permitted, I'm also going to be talking about other reasons that the court might dismiss your habeas application. The second thing is, I don't know how many people out there are actually familiar with what the white card is. I had got a copy of the white card from our clerk's office to show you for demonstrative purposes. It is somewhere in the bowels of my diaper bag. I did find some stickers, so if anyone wants some of those, I can hook you up afterwards. But basically what the white card is, it is just a white postcard. It says on the back, your application has been dismissed for non-compliant. It cites Rule 73. And then there will be a little sentence afterwards stating why it was dismissed. It will not just be a general dismissal. You will know the exact reason why it was dismissed. Okay, so I wanted to start off the topic by saying why this is even being presented this year. I asked Dina, who's the clerk of the Court of Criminal Appeals, to run for me to get the numbers to see how many writs were actually filed last year in 2017 and how many of those writs were dismissed for noncompliance. So last year, the Court of Criminal Appeals received 4,551 1107 applications. And I just want to interject in here, there's seven of us that handle writs. So with those 4,551 applications, that same year, the court dismissed 419 of those writ applications.